school will be starting later this month. Once August shows up, all the kids are letting out a sigh of, ten more days, 20 days, you know. And to help you maybe get into the swing of things, we have someone who's who knows all about it. She is an award-winning author and parenting expert. Dr. Michelle Borba joins us to share some timely advice to start the school year strong. Dr. Borba, good morning.
Good morning to you. Can you believe it's almost time to start again?
Yeah. We can't believe it.
As an adult, I don't know what that means anymore. get into the real world, children. This is how it's going to work eventually. Yeah. But yeah, my daughter's getting ready for that. And she's in high school, and the talk about STEM always shows up. And Dr. When did STEM, the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, become the catchphrase and be used so much? To me, it just sort of came out of nowhere recently, or has it been?
It certainly did come out of nowhere, but not in the education field, where we realize that really the hope for kids when they leave our system out to be in terms of hiring is with STEM classes. But we also know that they can be a little bit challenging, not just for the kids, but parents say that the homework of STEM is the one that's really kind of making them struggle themselves. So what we're going to be doing today is talking about how we can figure out how to help our kids recall that information, enjoy it a little more, get that grade point up. And it seems that probably the tip is figuring out what your child's learning style is. Most kids' most common is visual. They learn by seeing it. They can also learn by hearing it. They can learn by having to move and shake and kind of be engaged in it. That's kinesthetic. But that learning style would be unbelievably helpful to your child, not only now but the rest of their life, because it's going to help them recall information.
How do you transform that into a study habit?
Well, easy. One of the things you do first is you recognize how your child learns best. And most parents are saying the most common is visual. So step number one is, as your child is studying, for instance, bones, one of the things you can do is use the Post-it Super sticky notes and have a visual learner draw each bone and then label it. So if they draw it, they're more likely to remember it from seeing it. Mnemonics seem to really help that child. And that's just a simple idea. But a study from the brand found that 86% of parents do think that visual learning is the best way. You can also do another thing. In the old days, we had those things called flashcards. But you can also take sticky notes and on each card write, for instance, a math equation or maybe the definition you need to learn. If you write or draw it on each card, you can stick them together. They're perfect on the bottom of your backpack so they don't fall all over the place. But what we're discovering is that children too often go home and then they spend 4 hours of a crunch of studying all night, and it's not as effective. If they can study as they go in just little five-minute sections as they're waiting for the bus, or as they're waiting to go onto the soccer field, just in 1 minute at a time, that quick little review helps children learn a lot better.
It seems to me it's a challenge to let them know that, just because it's happening Thursday and today is Monday doesn't mean I don't have to think about it till Wednesday. How do we get them to make that jump?
It's always a challenge, but one of the things you also can do with today's electronic kids is go online and show them what the science says. And they really will buy into it. There's fabulous YouTube tapes even out there from experts in the world that are giving kids a little three-minute, here's what it looks like, here's why you need to keep reviewing, here's how your brain works. And what we've discovered is actually when you teach children why it's important, the why behind it, they're more likely to apply it because they realize they'll actually have to study less because they'll be more effective in how they study.
We're talking to Dr. Michelle Borba about getting back to school, starting it strong, about the STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. Science, mathematics, I understand that. Where did technology and engineering kind of break off and become their own little thing?
When the job market opened up, it just became a natural, because we're finding is that one of the job markets that's going to really help our kids is the technology one. And we're finding that a lot of our kids were really low in the engineering, but that particular element just came to be of amazing on how many kids are being able to get the job because of that particular forte. And that becomes a struggle factor again for the parent of, oh my gosh, I never had this when I was growing up. So when that back to school session starts, which will be coming soon, the critical most important thing as the parent is please get to that back to school teacher day. that evening. Go and connect, particularly with your child's STEM teachers. Introduce yourself or at least get a three-second contact. If there's a struggle with your child, do not wait. Immediately contact that teacher and say, what can we do? While you're listening, you'll at least be able to get an idea of the expectations for that teacher. And one other thing that I think is can be a really helpful tip is keep the number of the counseling office in your file as well, because when there is a struggle, call the counselor. What they have is a list of kids who are perfect for engineering, incredible in technology. They're very strong in their abilities, and you can hire them at a half the price of the teacher, the tutor out there, and it can be really helpful to your child.
Creates a different dynamic, too, than sort of an older adult and as opposed to somebody who can speak a language or maybe share a common, more current experience, I suppose.
I think there's also that relationship. They'll also have been more current in the classroom. They know those study tips that they've learned before, and it can be really helpful to a kid and less intimidating.
You know, there's people that always say, I'm no good at math. I don't like, you know, there's a lot of times there's the math type of people, science, and then there's sort of the English artistic stuff. How do you bring the English people who do a lot of good stuff with that? What is their inroad into that? Is that more of the technology or engineering aspect of it?
What we're finding is a lot of all of this is actually mindset. And that is, if you believe that you're not good at it, we did this one with our girls way back when, is that they thought that they weren't good at math or science because they were told they weren't good at math and science. So a little tip as a parent of way back when is just start introducing it early and start introducing as, you know, it's all a matter of how hard you work. If you keep working at it, you'll get better at it. It's just like violin. It's just like baseball. You got to keep working at it. And as a result, what we discover is the kids actually do excel a lot better. We've got to watch our own praise and what the kind of messages we say to our kids.
Right. Those messages came out because at that point, the career path was for men to get into engineering or science or whatever.
Yes.
Now, obviously, it's open to everybody, and everybody has role models or people that they can find out. You mentioned videos. A lot of times people are more visual. So sometimes even seeing someone do the problem or thing in front of you can kind of make it better than trying to get it out of a textbook.
Can be enormously helpful. In fact, if you're not aware of it as a parent, there are phenomenal new videos of YouTube tapes, actually of physics teachers who are reteaching the entire lesson. Kids can go on to it free, watch the lesson, and it just gels all the information again. Also, when your child is studying, a little tip that you may want to do, for instance, in the physics book, in the olden days, we told the kids to underline or highlight. We're now discovering science is saying that's not so effective because you're underlining everything and you're not pulling out what's the most important idea. So tell the kid to flag as they're reading the text or they're reading the paragraph, what's the most important idea there that's probably going to be on the test tomorrow. If you flag it, what you actually will do as a quick review again is to go back, just look at the flag, study the flag pieces, and it becomes another more effective way to study.
It works well if they allow you to take your textbook home. And Dr. Borba, you know there's a lot of the things where either the textbooks are staying in school, they're giving you an online thing, and sometimes the online stuff is a little, you know, you're stuck in a screen at some point as opposed to a book, which sometimes allows you to kind of look it over and over again. But those are other issues for another time, I suppose.
Yeah.
We appreciate your time. If people want to find out more about getting ready and maybe just, you know, okay, everybody's a fresh start, restart for a new year, what's a good place for them to get some of the tips you've been talking about?
Go to postit.com. Lots of good study tips that'll help not only the parent, but also the teen.
Sounds great, Dr. Borba. Thank you for sharing this information with us. Appreciate it.
You're so welcome.